sometimes language is impoverished by its lack of words or its syntax or context. And so in English, love is probably the word we use most often. Love you, mom. Love you, dad. I just don't want to listen to what you have to say, but I love you. Love has a deep meaning, and it has many levels. So in America, we say, I love my car, I love my dog, and I love my mom, my dad, my kids. It's kind of unusual to love inanimate objects and to love people with the same word. So that's why the Greeks had four words for love in human beings. Some of the first word they use is philia, the love among friends. Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. And they said, love among friends is very, very strong. Sometimes it can be even stronger than the love among family members. You know that people in combat have often said, my band of brothers, that they are closer with those people who have gone through traumatic things, closer than even their own family members. So philia is one type of love. Eros, the love between a husband and wife, is different than the love between friends. And it's on a deep and intimate level. Then there is also a very unusual storgi. Storgi is a love for your children. That's a natural love, but sometimes it's tricky is because people expect you to love them. I remember once a brother and a sister said, well, I love you. He says, yes, because you have to. Not true. Not true. Sometimes the love in family and among siblings and parents is expected instead of appreciated and honored. And the final love is the love of God. A love which is altruistic, which sometimes is even beyond what we need. It's called agape. It's the early Christians. It's the kind of love where the Christian martyrs chose to love even above the natural desire to live. I would rather die than give up loving. Now, the reason I say this is because in today's gospel, Jesus says, if you love your family more than you love God, you're not worthy to follow Christ. It means this. It doesn't mean we don't love our family members. But sometimes we fall trapped to a pseudo sort of love, as I mentioned in the gospel. How often do children say, I love you, I love you, I love you. And then when love is challenged, time to go to bed, I don't want to. Time to study, I don't want to. What kind of false love is that? It's a lie. It's not a love. I love the emotion of loving you. I just don't want to listen to what you have to say. Because my comfort, my desire is more important to me than you. And that's an honest way of saying it. And sometimes also in our relationships, how often do we not want to say anything to our grandchildren because we want their affection more than we want their safety and salvation? So if we can preach the gospel to our grandchildren and help them achieve salvation, but they might not speak to us for months, we remain quiet sometimes. We would rather have the appearance of love, the feeling of love, than actually doing loving things that mean something. The final thought is this. Every time the early Christians saw the cross on which Jesus died, they didn't think about the sufferings. They didn't think about the betrayals. They didn't think about the fact that he was unjustly accused, sentenced, and executed. What did they think of? They thought of love. That in spite of everything that happened to Jesus, he chose to love the people that were executing him, love the people that were betraying him, and saying the truth to the Pharisees who did not want to hear the truth. So as Christians, the reason we make the sign of the cross upon us is that we love when it's difficult. We say truth when it would be better to say nothing at all. And no matter what, we respect our brothers and sisters and say, God's truth is most important to me. So ask yourself the question, when you say, I love somebody, and things become difficult, do you do the loving thing, or do you say, my comfort, my desires are more important than really loving someone, than really sacrificing for someone? So when we use the word love, be careful. Do I like the feelings, the appearance of having said it, or do I really want to do sometimes the very difficult things, even dying on the cross, as an expression of my love for God and my love for you? Slava Isusu Christu.